Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It was an intimate evening last night with Chris and Preston, our good friends in Low Cash, who I don't even want to talk about how long we've known them because it kind of depresses me. At the same time, we're so thankful for our friendship with those two guys. Nobody knows how hard they've worked and the ups and downs of their career than Tam and I do, because we've been through it with them the entire time.
Yeah, we knew them since the beginning. And last night when they played our St. Jude Partner in Hope VIP show, we got a chance to chat with them backstage for a little bit. And we introduced them to some St. Jude parents who shared their story. And before they went out, Chris decided to share a story with us on how St. Jude will forever be a part of his life because of something really incredibly life-changing happened to him that involves St. Jude.
We went to the hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. My dad flew into town to Nashville, and I told him, hey, we really got to go to St. Jude. And he's like, I love St. Jude, because I remember he would donate every year. And I was like, I got to go, but I'll be back. So we come down, we did a little show, but we end up staying in the hospital talking to this little kid called named Connor. And Connor had stage 4, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was bad. We were talking to Connor, we had a really good conversation, and everybody else was going around to do the more of the stuff in the hospital. I ended up talking to Connor and his dad for the longest time. Connor was smiling finally at the end of the day. I go home and my dad died. I went to dinner with him and he died right in front of me. So I went through some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, thank God for my wife, you know, understanding me. But I was just devastated. And I said, please don't let anybody give any flowers. I said, everything goes to St. Jude. 4 years down the road, it was just a rough time. And we're in Louisiana and on stage and we're singing, we're just cranking stuff up. And we usually bring, you know, some people up on stage. And so we brought this guy and we brought this girl up and they come up and they sing. We go back off and then we go to sign merch and I see Connor's dad and I see him and I just immediately just hug him. And he's sitting there telling me the story, like, you know, I heard your dad died that day you met Connor and I heard that's where the money went to St. Jude. I was like, oh my God, man. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say how's Connor. I just wanted to make sure Connor was going to make it and he would say okay. He's like, he's the kid you brought on stage.
You know, you said life-changing, Tammy. I think it was also spiritual building.
It
was definitely a cathartic moment for Chris. And the fact that he just opened up to, let's be honest, strangers about that, it was a very personal story.
It was.
It just goes to show the quality of these guys. And I worked in rock a long time before I finally met Tammy and my career started doing something. I don't mean to overgeneralize, but in my experiences with rock, you never saw that. Mm-hmm. You never saw it.
No, country musicians, for the most part, they're just real, and it's really quite incredible. However, what you didn't hear in that interview what I'm calling the Altoid incident.
Such a nice moment right now that you're spewing blasphemy all over.
No, we need to experience the Altoid moment, and we'll do that at 7:50.
Would it shock anybody that John made that beautiful story awkward? Literally in the middle of that beautiful story. That's at 7:50. Oh, man. I promise we love Low Cash for more reasons than just the fact they call us out on stage.
They were so fantastic last night with the St. Jude VIP concert. It was such a great night, not only fun, and people who were there felt so special. Preston and Chris did such a great job of making everyone feel like they were the only ones they were singing to. But when we were backstage getting this really deep personal story from Chris of Low Cash,
you're such
about a little boy who had stage 4 cancer, and then Chris's dad had passed away, and he ended up meeting that kid later who was strong and healthy. I'm recording this interview on my phone, and I have the phone in front of mine and John's mouth and Chris's mouth. And as Chris is telling the story about the kid losing his hair and how sick he was, all of a sudden John whips out his Altoid tin and starts making this noise.
No hair. He shaved his head then. I still shave my head. And
he was just making noise.
What are you doing? Are you the penguin? Are you the penguin in that movie that just eats the Cheetos? This is getting intense.
All right, okay. All right, we're good now.
It's okay.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing right next to the phone?
Taking some crunchy chips for the story.
That was a commercial sponsored by Altoids. Altoids are here.
Anybody else by the way? Yeah.
No, okay. Leave it in your pocket.
All right.
I was looking at you like, what are you doing?
You said so. If I was a lawyer, I would have objected to everything that you just said. I just wanted to put an Altoid in. We were all very close in proximity. I wanted to make sure I wasn't making anybody uncomfortable. I had an Altoid. Big deal. It took 1 second. It never had to come up.
Mm-hmm. And I gave you the look, and you just stared at me, and then Chris gave the look, okay. And so that's why I did what I did.
This Justin, I'm a massive tool. We're just learning that now. At least my breath smelled good.
So it was funny.
Let me tell you, it was funny,
and it will forever be the Altoid incident.
This was before he dropped the bomb that his dad died.
He was talking about the kid who had no hair.
God, I know. How do you work with me? So let's stop down and be serious for 1 second. Chris and Preston, we've known for such a long time. Those guys let us know behind the scenes that this was like their 200th plus show of the year, which means all that time away from their home, away from their family, away from their own bed, they were exhausted, and they were supposed to be going home until Saquon gave them a call and said, hey man, we want to do this special VIP Partners in Hope show. John and Tammy want to be a part of it. Would you come and do this show? And they did, because they love St. Jude that much. And Tammy mentioned so many people had such a great time because they made them have a good time.
Yes.
There was a small crowd there, and they didn't care. They made everybody feel as if they were the only person in the room. And I'll say this. I don't think, nothing against today's acts, but I don't think a newer act today would have been that way. These guys have been together so long. They are so aware of every fan, literally, that they've gotten in their Low Cash crowd, that they've basically recruited one fan at a time. They're aware of that, and they're thankful for that.
And that's why they don't take fans lightly. Every fan is just as important as the other one, which is great.
Numerous number one songs. They own their own label now, and yet they still have that we need to work for our supper mentality. Mm-hmm. And I admire that, and I love them for that. And everybody at that show last night felt that they were personally touched, not that way, you know what I mean, by Low Cash. I'm a fan.
Last night, not only did they play their own hit songs, they had some fun with covers, and they also played some Christmas music, which was really fun, especially their new Christmas song that they wrote called Snow Angel. And we told them that we would play it this morning. Here's Snow Angel from Low Cash. Merry Christmas with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.